We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Beis, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a new Perek, Perek Adar. And before we start the Perek, we'll make a very quick introduction. Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin that even though a courtyard and a house are all Rishus Yachid, you still cannot carry from your private home until to the communal courtyard. And not only that, Zavurin Bir Alacha, you can't even carry from one Reuven's house to Shimon's house, also because of the Takana of Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech also, with the Takana, we gave an Eitzah how you could carry from your house to the Chatzar, or from the Chatzar to the house, and that's through making an Erev. An Erev unifies everyone into one, and therefore the Chatzar is not anymore a communal Chatzar. It belongs to the one house that everyone puts the Challah there, and therefore it's like one big Rishus Yachid. And there are two other ways that you could make that you carry. It doesn't always apply to Yidin, maybe only Goyim, or only Goyim, not Yidin. And that is, the other two are Bittul Rishus, which does not apply by non-Jews, only by Jews. They can mevatel their Rishus to the rest of the people, and that way they won't need an Erev. And a third thing is Schiris, which applies by a Goy, where you'll rent the Rishus of the Goy, and this way allow everyone to carry, because you rented the Rishus of the Goy. But a Goy cannot do an Erev, and a Goy cannot do a Bittul Rishus. And we'll see in the Mishnah, there are people who are not Moida Erev, and them also Erev will not work. So let's start the Mishnah. Hadar ima akum b'chatzar. Someone who lives together with a non-Jew in a chatzar, oya misha ina Moida b'Erev, or with someone who's not, doesn't agree to the concept of Erev, which Rashi says means a kusi. And even though this Tana holds that kusi is geri emes, they're really geri, but since they're not Moida Erev, Erev does not work for them. So areza oisa lov. So you live with an akum in a chatzar, or with a kusi, and you can't make Erev with them. So Allah is the Aser. Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov Aimer, that the only time a non-Jew will Aser the Jew is only if there's two houses of Jews in the same chatzar. It means you have three houses altogether in this courtyard. Two of them are owned by Jews, one by a non-Jew. Then it'll be Aser. But if it's only two houses in the courtyard, and one is a Jew, and one is a non-Jew, one's a guy, it will not Aser. Even if you have two Yisraelim, then, even though they make an Erev, there's a guy here, you'll have to make a Schiris of the guy. And the Gemara will explain, why one holds even one Yisrael, and one holds two Yisraelim. Amar Rav Gamil, Maisev Tzeduki Echad. Now, Rashi's Medayik, that Rav Gamil says a story by Tzeduki, because Rav Gamil holds that Kusi is like a regular guy. And by a guy, you can't do Bittul Rishus. By Tzeduki, that's a Jew who does not believe in Erev, he's a Jew. So by him, you could do Bittul Rishus. So, which means that the Tzeduki, tell the Tzeduki, please mevatel your Rishus, and he could do that, and then you can use the courtyard. So, Amar Rav Gamil, Maisev Tzeduki Echad, Shayadar Imanu B'mavi, V'Yerushalayim, lived with us in the alleyway in Yerushalayim, V'Amru Lanu Abba, that after the Tzeduki was mevatel Rishus, our father told us, Maru V'Yitzivu Es HaKelim Mavi, bring out your Kelim first to the Mavi, Ad Shelo Yotzi, before the Tzeduki has a chance to do it, because the halacha is, if he starts using it, then it's like he's kind of back. And according to Rav Gamil, as long as you go out first, and you're Mishtamish Mavi first, before the Tzeduki, he can't take it back anymore. So you take it out first, and before the Tzeduki has a chance to take out his Kalim and Aser the Mavi on you. Rabbi Yehuda argues, holds that even if they take it out first, still, if the Tzeduki afterwards uses it, he's like he's taking it back. So what he said was like this, do right now everything you have to do in the Mavi, actually before the Tzeduki comes down and starts using it and make everything also to you. So do everything you have to do right now before he has a chance to answer on you. So Zok the Gemara, is going to deal with the first part of the Mishnah, which has a machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Lezmi Yaakov. If you live in a courtyard together with a guy, does the guy answer you or not? According to Rav Meir, one yid with one guy, you have a problem. You have to make an Erev if you want to be able to take from the courtyard into your house. And according to Lezim Yaakov, no. If it's one Yid and one guy, there's no problem. Only if it's two Yidin and one guy is it a problem. So Zok the Gemara. Yosef Abaye Ba'ovin, Rav Chanina Ba'ovin, Yosef Abaye Kamayu. We got Bayu. Rav Abaye Ba'ovin and Chanina Ba'ovin, two brothers, were sitting. But Yosef Abaye Ba'ovin was also sitting there. But Yosef V'Ka'amri, they were saying like this. They had a question. Vishlam Rav Meir, I can understand. He holds a house of a guy is called a dira, and therefore it assers the other person, and it makes the courtyard into a communal place, and they can't carry out into the courtyard because you have one Jewish house and one non-Jewish house. But lo yishno chav, lo yishno trei. Not makes them as one Jew or two Jews, same thing. So we understand Ramei. He holds diros of chav shma diru. Hello, Rabbi Leizmi Yaakov. Microsoft. What does he hold? Ikusav diros of chav shma diru. If he holds a goyish house, is called a dira. It's called a house. Afilachad nami netzim. One goy and one yisrael shasim. We lo yishma dira. If it's not called a dira. If his house is not called the Goyish house is not called the filter nami leinitzer, two Israelim also shouldn't get usher ayde the Goyish. As long as they make a erev, you don't have to worry about the Goyish. So what's pshat over here? Amalu Abayis, Abayis heard this discussion and he says to them, "You're wrong completely." Does Ramea hold a dira's akum is called a dira? Vatayun to the brisa. The chotzer, the courtyard in front of a Goyish house, harei kadir shel behema. It's like a deer of a behema. It's like a pen of animals. It doesn't have a din dira. And therefore, a goy would not aser. And we'll see, this price is going according to our mayor. We'll see later on in the Amud. So, Rebbe can't hold deer's akam shma dira. El de kuli ama deer's akam lo shma dira. Be'etzem deer's akam lo shma dira. And really, if you had Yisrael with the other goy, or three Yisraelim together with a goy, it made no difference. The goy doesn't have to be part of the area, it doesn't aser. So why were they misakin that a goy asks? The reason is because they didn't want you to live together with goyim, because you might learn the goyish ways. You might start acting like a goy. Therefore, they did not want you to live with the goy. So in order that you shouldn't live with a goy, they made it a little difficult for you. You're going to have to make a schiris. You're going to have to work something out. And they're not going to want to do schiris like we'll see later on in the Gemara. They're not going to want to do schiris, and it's going to be hard to you. It's going to cost you money, and they're not going to want to do it. So it's going to be difficult if you're not going to carry in your courtyard. So therefore, you're not going to want to live with a goyim anymore. So that's why they enacted and said that a goyish adira is called adira. Are you going to ask me, why don't you just make a simple takana? Don't live with goyim. Finish. So the teretz is that sometimes you have to live with goyim, either because you can't find housing in the Yiddish area or because you have to do business with them. You have to live with goyim sometimes. But they don't want to make it easy for you. The Chazal wanted that shouldn't be lechatchila. Therefore, they made it difficult and made that you have to make, you have to, that's called a dira, and you have to work something out in order to be able to carry in your courtyard. So let's read it inside. L'kuliyam, a dira is akam v'shma dira. Be'etzem, a dira is akam is not called mikar adin, it's not called a dira. V'hacha, v'gzeira shema yilmud maisa k'mifka. Here they're arguing regarding the gzeira shema yilmud maisa. The reason why they made it the dira is because you shouldn't come to learn from the maisa of the goy. You don't want to start acting like a goy. So Rebbelezim v'yakev v'savar, kivin der v'chavim chosha shvichas damim. Since a goy is always out to kill the Jew, Shrichas Dam, Shrei the Shrichi the Diary Gazra Bahu. So then it's Shriach that two Yidim will live with a Goy because they are able to protect each other. And therefore, there it passes to make this din that you have to make Shriach because you don't want them to live with the Goy. But Chad, one Yisrael, one Goy, is Loy Shriach, Le Gazra Rabbanon. We have an idea, Milsa Le Shriach Le Gazra Rabbanon. Something that's not common, they didn't make a Gzera. It's not common for one Jew to live with one Goy because the Goy might kill him. Therefore, there was never a gzera that the dira is akam shma dira by one Yisrael and one guy. What's a mayor? A mayor saw zimun to make you die. Sometimes it happens, and therefore they asked it even in that case, and they, even that case that the guy asked on the yid. And now, after they said that the goyish dira is called dira, v'amra banon, two more steps. Ain erev moel makam akam. They said that an erev does not work the akam. Erev cannot unify your akam. Akam can make an erev. So pashtut sounds like it's takana de rabbanon. Other rishonim learned the vart is because a guy is not moed be'erev, so that's why there's no erev makom akam. Ain't bitter rishus moed makom akam. We also said there's no bitter rishus. The guy cannot mevatel those rishus. Ad she yaskir. You have to rent and be soicher the akam's rishus. And why is that hard to do? Because the akam loy mugar, the akam's not going to want to do that, and that's why it's make it difficult for you. You're going to have to move out. You're going to have to say, I'm not going to live here. And Chazal will get it. What they want to do is they don't want you to live with a guy, and this will help not living with a guy. Now, why wouldn't a guy want to rent out his property? That's tomorrow's question. My time. Why wouldn't akam rent out his property? Oh, maybe the pshat is because they're scared that if you rent it for Shabbos, he's going to say, oh, it's mine. So honicha, that's only good. The man diyama schiris bria binan. That's only good for the man diyama holds that when you make a schiris, you tak a seicher his whole entire rishus, and you can put whatever you want there. Elamad of schiris ruya binan. But if it's just like a token schiris, so what are you scared of? Ma'ik lemeima. Now what's this talking about? Schiris bria, schiris ruya. Mar explains the itma we learned. Rav Chista amar schiris bria. When you make a schiris from a guy, it has to be a full fledged rental. Rav Sheish amar schiris ruya. It could be a just a token rental. My ru'ua, my bria. What does that mean? So Gemara first says, maybe it means like this. Ilema bria means a pruta. They have to pay at least a pruta. And ru'ua means a pakash a pruta, that even less shah pruta, schiris works. So the Gemara, no, everyone agrees that schiris works a pakash shah pruta. Mi kilamandi yama ma'akum pakash shah pruta loy. Does anyone hold that from a guy you can't rent something less than shah pruta? The halach is that regarding a guy, less shah pruta is called money. That you can rent from Akum, I feel a pakosh of pruta, even less of a pruta. And furthermore, you have another member of Amar Avchi about Abam Yechron, Ben Noyach Nehrag, Ben Noyach, who does Aveir, Allah is his Chayiv Misa, even Gzela. And he is Nehrag, a pachoy to Meshava Pruta. He is Nehrag, and less than a Shava Pruta. Even though by Yisrael, less than a Pruta is not called Gzela, by a guy it's called Gzela. So you see, Pachos Pruta has a chashivas by a guy, so of course you could do a schiris Pachos Pruta. So that can't be the machlokes. There's another halach also that when a benayach steals, when it's only shavon, Rashi learns it means he doesn't get the opportunity to fix up his gzela. The halach is by Yisrael, v'heishiv shagzela, you return the gzela, you could fix up your lav. By a guy, you don't have a din hashava, and since you are over, he's neharag, he gets killed, v'ina mashalim, he doesn't have to pay, because he doesn't get the schus to be able to pay back. Back upon him, the machlokes, if it's a bria or if it's a ru'ua, it can't be if you need a pruta or not. So what is the machlokes amarayim here, if it's a schiris bria, strong schiris, or a schiris ru'uya? Ela bria means b'mohurki va'avorgani. Rashi says it means with cheers and safsalim, that I'm by my right in the chatzar, that I could fill up the whole courtyard with all my storage. I don't have to worry about the non-Jewish guy. It's mine. It's my schiris. You have like a real full-fledged schiris that I have a right to do whatever I want in the courtyard. I don't have to worry about you. Ru'ua means that I just make a schiris like as a hecker. That's all it is. That I can't really put any stuff there. That's one pshat. That's Rashi's pshat in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim are a little different. That according to one man, the Amar, if it means a Berea, means you have to use a star with the Kasima. And according to the other man, the Amar, you don't even need a star. You don't need a star for the schiris. And that's how we pass Kedaki. You can do less shah pruto without a star. So back to our Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is, wouldn't the guy want to do the rental? So honey chleman dem a schiris bria beinon. If you hold, you need a good full-fledged schiris, like the other Sharm say, with star and a chasimo, or if Rashi with putting your chairs and tables inside the chatzis. So you understand, he scares and loses his rights in his courtyard. So he's not going to do that. But eleman dem a schiris ruia beinon. But if you hold, that all you need is a schiris ruia, which means just a token schiris, what's he scared of? Why shouldn't he do it? Ma'ik lemeima. He's scared of sorcery. He's scared, hey, what are you doing here? You're renting here for a dollar, my resource. It makes no sense. Yeah, yeah, it's something up your sleeve. And they think you're going to do some sorcery, and therefore they're not going to want to do it. So the Gemara is saying is that the way this schiris works is that it's in a cause the yid to live, to leave the chatzar. Why? Because he's not going to be able to make this schiris, because the guy says, I don't want to do the schiris, because he's worried about kshafim. Now Rashi, in different maskel, the Kuli Alma, throws in that the chashash, he says like this, they made the Yisrael lose hadarim makdish yishuvim avlitin schar b'chol shayim. They don't give pay every week. So it sounds like in Rashi the problem is that it's a hefsid. So has a stim with the Gemara. The Gemara says out sorcery. So the Tarot says they say is that for 1 week maybe he'll do it. He's not scared of sorcery, but every week he's gonna say he's gonna be chayzer every week. You have to do the schiris again every week. Usually a schiris, if he's not chayzer, it works for as long as he's alive, it works. Here, he's going to make you do it every week because he's scared, he doesn't want to do it, this and that, and it's going to cost you money also. That's the pshat in Rashi. Back upon him, this is a deterrent that you're not going to want to live with a guy because you have so many problems. Zog the Gemara, learned on top of the Amid, Gufa, Chatzeroi shel oivet kechavim, hareyu kedir shel behema. A chatzer of a non-Jew is like a deer shel behema. This is a tesefta. And when you have a guy there, let's say this is a courtyard of a guy. You have a bunch of guy in the courtyard. The law is you're allowed to carry from the courtyard to the houses, to the houses to the courtyards. There's no such thing as deer as akum. But if there's one Yisrael there, it is us, the Divrei HaMeir. And basically, in the Brayta itself, it's Shtikos Tira, because it starts off saying that the Chatzar of a Chavim is like a deer shel behemah. Then it says, if there's one Yisrael, it asks, what do you mean? It's a behemah's deer. So the Teretz is, that Rashi explains, is that the Goy will not asser on the Yisrael. The Yisrael still can carry from the courtyard to his house. But you cannot carry from the Goy's house to the Yisrael when you have a Yisrael here. Because that much, it will be a problem, because the Goy house is miyuchah for the Goy, and the courtyard is miyuchah for Yisrael, you won't be able to carry. Divrei Meir. The only time it's also, the only time a goy will ask a chatz if you have two Yisraelim. Like we said, the reason is because he holds one Yisrael living with a goy is not shkiach, because he's worried about getting killed. And only time they made a gzeir derabanan that a goy asks is only if you have two Yisraelim, then you made a gzeir derabanan that a goy's dira is called a dira, because there it's shkiach to live like that, because you're not worried about getting murdered.